I appreciate you, church, for having me this morning. And preacher, thank you so much for allowing me to see your ministry here. That is super, super encouragement to see that you got a unique ministry here. Who in the world, in this country here, you got a New Testament Baptist Church? I mean, New Testament. Because I believe that if it's the church of God, the church will keep on advancing, reaching the souls. That's the reason why he founded the church. You know, I'm sick and tired of churches that right now, to be honest with you, many Baptist churches out there, listen, the only thing they got is religion. No more life. People are offended when you preach to them the word. Because they want to only hear what they want to hear. There will be no revival if you will not preach the word. Church, we're so amazed when we got into the prophet chamber. Tons of fruits. Hallelujah. I think we'll have time of, you know, finishing that all the, you know, for the entire trip. Maybe we'll bring that to the Philippines. That's tons. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Seriously, we're here in this trip. We got in about 3 weeks ago. We'll be back on October. Listen to me, please. Christians, after this, we need your prayers. Pick our prayer cards. Remember us to pray for us. We need your prayers. Number two, in this trip, I'm so excited to share our heart in the island. You know, we have a hard time. My church is divided. The first service crowd and the second service crowd and the third service crowd. I mean, my church is split 3 times. I don't have a one accord church. Because, you know, it's totally different one. I've been struggling to find a piece of property outside or somewhere. But finally, after 2 weeks before we came, we talked to the owner, to this property. Guess what? It's just connected property to our property. And I said, Lord, this must be the one. We've been praying long time. Where are we going to go? And I talked to the owner 2 times. He said, you can have it if you have the money. And I said, my soul, I started my ministry by faith. And the same faith I will exercise by God's grace to buy that piece of property. Because it's connected. I don't need Sunday school rooms no more. For our Sunday school A and Sunday school B. The only thing I need is the auditorium for just one time service so that I can preach 1,200 people. Amen. And that's my dream and that's my prayer. After we buy that piece of property, we build a building that would sit 1,200 people. I need your prayers. You know what? That property, less than an acre, they are selling us $25,000. 3 churches already in Jackson area or Michigan giving us 3,000. I need 22,000. If I have 22,000, I'll go home tomorrow. You know why? Another Pentecostal group is eyeing to buy that piece of property. I hate to have a neighbor. No! I don't want to be disturbed of the blah, 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 blah. I will claim that piece of property. So please help us. Family, individual, church, I need your help here. Please pray, consider, be a part of that big dream for the cause of Christ. And God will bless you for that. So between now till as we take off, pray for us. That's my goal in this trip. We get home, buy that piece of property. So very sad, we have tons of people, but our people makes $4 a day. $4-5 a day. With many children, it's hard. So please pray. Please help us on that. Please do. We need your help. So thank you. Thank you so much. Turn your Bible. Preaching time. Amen. Acts chapter 11 today. Two churches that I point to you. A kind of church that we need to follow. The first is the first church in Jerusalem. First revival that took place was in that church. Right away when Jesus Christ went back to heaven, in chapter 2, when they had their own ministry, revival took place. And first revival took place, and just one day, they baptized 3,000 souls. And then as you know, as you study the book of Acts, the church of Jerusalem evangelized their own people, the Jewish people. I mean, they spread out all over. Finally, in Acts chapter 11, as I told you earlier, that again, the secret of these churches and these believers, listen, is the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the way, when you study how they got that power, there are only two things that they got the power I found out, or three. Number one, prayer. Number two, fasting. Number three, he preached the word. That would bring the power of God. That's what I found out in the book of Acts. That's why we have such powerful church in the book of Acts. Now chapter 11, another unique church here. I'm talking verse 19. Chapter 11 and in verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Verse 20. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, speak unto Christians. Listen to that phrase. Preaching the Lord Jesus. Now listen. The Bible says, preach the word of God. Another verse, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of church is that? Antioch. What kind of church is that? My friend, the church under persecution. I mean the time, during the time when you stand publicly that you're a Baptist, I mean the Roman governors, I mean will kill you and slaughter you. But these people here, this church here, anywhere they go, they preach Jesus. Hey church, that's a kind of church we need nowadays. They preach Jesus because anywhere they go, they preach Jesus. Under persecution, they preach Jesus. Share the word of God. Look in next verse, verse 21. Look verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. I like that. Church, that's what you need. Family, that's what you need. Christian, that's what you need. You need the hand of the Lord. You know why they had the hand of the Lord? They were willing to give up their comfort and preach Jesus. They were willing to give up their life to preach Jesus. Let us pray as we start the message. Father, help me here. I pray that this message would challenge this church. I know there is a lot of spiritual potential in this church. I pray today that be thou use this message to encourage us more to serve Jesus. This I ask in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I call this church, the church of Antioch, a mighty missionary church. This is another dynamic church in the New Testament. I mean, this is the second capital of Christianity. As we know, the first capital of Christianity is in Jerusalem. And this is another church right here. Now, how should we regard this the church at Antioch? First of all, in verse 19, I regard and I see this church. It was a very spiritual church because this church was born out of persecution. Oh, I'm wondering if we can find, if still we can find Christians that would come to church under this fiery persecution. I'm wondering if we can find some Christian that would come to church and read their Bible publicly and go knock on doors and inviting people and preach Jesus when there is fiery persecution. I love this church because this church, in spite of shedding their blood, they keep on reaching people and preach Jesus. As you study right there in that passage, they just witnessed the martyrdom of Stephen. Stephen's martyrdom still so fresh in their minds. They still see with their physical eyes how the blood of the first martyred were slaughtered before their eyes. But nothing or nobody can stop them preaching Jesus. What's your problem here? You have everything in this world and you quit preaching Jesus. You drive a nice car. You live in a nice home. Everything in this world you enjoy. What's your problem, Christians? Why are you so lazy of preaching Jesus? I think you got a problem here in your Christianity. Hello, amen. You got a problem here. Our people make $4 a day. But they return their 10%. They give on mission. Our people back home, my friend, make $4 a day. We teach our people that every church anniversary, they have to return their first fruits. Pastor, what is that first fruits? In 12 months salary, 1 month belong to God as your thanksgiving offering to God. That's how we buy our BB grand piano. That's how we buy and build that Sunday school rooms. I think you got a problem here. Some of you still no strength to return the 10% that belongs to God. You got a problem in your Christianity here. You are touching things which is not belong to you. Hey! 10% it does is not yours. It belongs to God. And the moment you touch the 10%, hey, you are under cursed. Ouch, brother. No, no, I don't like you no more. No. Woo! I don't like that, brother. No, no, I don't care. It's in the book. If you got a problem with me, you got a problem with God. Hello, amen. If you got a problem with my preaching this morning, you got a problem with the book. Because it's clear, it's very clear. You're supposed to return the 10%. Everybody comfortable here? Amen. You are so spoiled, brat. But go back, please, and study for yourself Christianity in the book of Acts. Just the church in Jerusalem sold everything they got to help the brethren
and finance the disciples to go and preach. And these people here, under hot persecution, I mean, you just slaughtered Stephen, but yet anywhere they go, they preach the word of God. That's what the next verse says. They got the hand of the Lord. They have the power of God. And because they have the hand of the Lord, they got the power of God. The more the Bible says, my friend, in verse 21, the hand of the Lord was with them. Look, next phrase. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. For a long time in the ministry, I learned in my life that it is God that could save souls. It is God that can change lives. It is God that can change our society and our country. Because of the preaching, there will be no powerful preaching without the power of the Holy Ghost. It's right there. So the church was spiritual. Evangelism alive in the church. And then look at in verse 22, spiritual in its reputation. Well, you know what happened in verse 22? The reputation, verse 22. Then tidings of the things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I mean, never in the mind of the church of Jerusalem that this Gentile country here, these heathen people here, would receive the word of God. But listen, finally when God showed up, the church of Jerusalem heard the good tidings. They heard what's going on. They heard that they got the hand of the Lord. They heard that many heathen people got saved and baptized. Many believers there were so just excited to hear more the word of God. And many disciples and disciple makers were just dedicated to serve God. And because of that, look in next verse. What happened? And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Oh, they said, we want to be a part of that working power of God there. No, we cannot just enjoy our Christian life here. We need to send Barnabas to help and teach because God is working. That should be our attitude. We need to be willing to help and find out what's going on. And then, my friend, look in next verse, in verse 23. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, hallelujah, and was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart that they would cleave unto the Lord. Finally, not just words of testimony, not just a reputation, but finally, when Barnabas, my friend, arrived, he had seen the grace of God. And he was so glad and was so encouraged when he saw and witnessed the work of God. You know what's my desire? My desire in my life is to be able to bring our new believers to witness and experience the grace of God. I hope every believer in this church and this church here, I hope that you decide that when the first timers would come, when the visitor would come, when the people outside in your congregation would come, they would find themselves and say, my soul, this is a kind of church I'll be because I've seen the grace of God. I've seen the power of God. My this church is preach the word of God. My this church is just love people. My this church does just love the Lord. My question to you folks is this. Are you conscious that being a member that you should be a kind of member that God wants you to be like that? Amen. Not just come and go inside the church. Behave yourself in the house of God. Be see to it and be sure that you walk with God. You got the grace of God. You got the power of God. I mean, I'm talking about godliness from your private life to your public life. So that people would see God through you. That's a kind of church. That's why Barnabas, when he came, he witnessed that one. He testified that. Look in verse 24. In verse 24, and he was good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. What is that, preacher? My soul. That church is a spiritual church. The reputation, and then verse 24, the teaching of that church was so spiritual, more added. Barnabas came, started teaching. As a result, more people added. Can I tell you something? Teaching alone would not get the job done. But with the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost will get the job done.
Yes, sir.
2 months ago, we had this national election in our church, in our country. And you know, if you have thousands of people, many politicians would show up and come to you and say, can we attend to your church? You know what they're talking about. Can we make a campaign? So I said, yeah, you can, but you cannot stand in my pulpit. You cannot make campaign. All you need to do, 3 requirements. First, come on time and sit on the front. Come on time. Don't just show up after church. We'll not let you. Don't come late just to shake hands my people. No. You are negative in our vote. So first, come on time. What time is your service? Sure. 10 o'clock. Yes, we'll be there before. Number 3, not only come on time, number 2, sit on the front. Number 3, give good offering. And they said, yes, sir. Okay, we'll see. Who would get a vote? Finally, the whole party came up. My, I'm so excited to preach. I'm loaded. I'm fired up to drop my bomb. I preach. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came down.
Amen.
The guy that ran for mayor was the first one that came and got saved. He cried. Got saved. And after church, he hugged me and he said, preacher, I promise you, next Sunday I'll bring my wife.
Amen.
I'll bring my whole family. Because I want them to hear the gospel too. I want them to be saved also. We're praying hard. We're excited. Hallelujah. Next Sunday came and he brought his entire family. And that Sunday I preached again. I was excited. And the whole family got saved. To make a long story short, before we came, I baptized the whole family. Preacher, what you talking about? I'm talking about that if you just preach in the Spirit of God, if you just teach in the Spirit of God, my friend, it's the power of God that will get the job done. You'll be surprised, my friend. What, you know, miracles and matter, miracles will take place if you just preach the pure word of God. Spiritual in its teaching, and I praise God. You know, not only that, because they got that reputation, a spiritual and a spiritual in its teaching. I tell you what, the lives of the people were spiritual in verse 26. What is that, preacher? Look at that. In verse 26. Oh, by the way, before that, I escaped that. But in verse 25. Of course, we know that Barnabas was starting his preaching ministry or teaching ministry. And finally, he said, "My, I cannot contend no more. People knock on doors 24 hours and asking me to teach to them and help them the word of God. My, they are so anxious." Finally, the Holy Ghost told him, "Why don't you go and find Apostle Paul?" Verse 25. That's in verse 25. "Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to what? To seek Paul. And then the time he found Paul," now in verse 26, "where and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves in the church." Can you imagine what kind of church? Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. I mean, can you see the lives of the people here? You know why they got the power of God? Multitudes of souls got saved. Because the people were hungry and thirsty to hear the word of God. Can I tell you something? Your church will not go further unless your heart is willing to learn deeper the word of God. What do you mean, preacher? I mean the church. I attend in church Sunday morning, Sunday night. What do you mean, preacher? I'm reading the word of God every day. What do you mean, preacher? I am involved in all kinds of ministry in my church. My question to you personally is, when you have your own private personal worship to God, are you hungry to learn more? Hello? Hello? Pastor, preacher, what you talking about? I cannot connect to you. Because some of you are so scary, you come and go inside the church, and your Christianity is becoming now mechanical. You go with emotion, you come Sunday morning and Sunday night, and before you know it, hey, we're dry. You know why? You lose the desire to learn more. Don't be sidetracked of mechanical Christianity. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? Christianity is the most exciting thing in life. I'm just excited to serve the Lord every day. That should be our attitude. But the thing could only be happening, my friend, if you have such kind of heart like this brand new baby church here. Hungry and thirsty of the word of God. So, what kind of church is that? It was a spiritual church. Number two, in chapter 13, as I almost close it, chapter 13 in verse 1 and 2. Chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Same church that I'm talking about. "Now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that were called Niger, and Lucius and Cyrene and Men, which had been brought up with Herod and the Tetrarchs and Saul." Now verse 2. In verse 2. "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." It was a spiritual church. Number 2. It was a serving church. What do you mean, preacher? Can you imagine the church? Paul and Barnabas and the members of the church. Every member has their own spot in the ministry. Everybody's serving. Oh, God gave us such kind of church. We have that wrong mentality that if we pay the preacher, everything will just the preacher do. Wrong. Wrong. We teach our people back home. Hey, since we started that baby church,
from scratch and nothing. The first week, I told the Lord, Lord, I believe in prayer, and I believe you'll answer a prayer. We started that ministry. The first week, we started our church-wide prayer meeting for 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. Since then, every Saturday, 4 o'clock, church-wide soul prayer meeting. 4 o'clock. Right now, when you come 4 o'clock my church, 150 people attended our prayer meeting. When we start our tent ministry, we work hard. We work under the sun hours and hours every day just to bring people in. But we will not put up the tent without asking the whole church to go up in the mountain and experience mountaintop experience with God. Because before we get down to the city, we have already the assurance that God will show up. For the last many, many years, we're always doing that. We always experience the special manifestation of God. My friend, prayer still works. I still believe in prayer. He is the same God. The God of Abraham. The God of Jacob. The God of David. He is the same God. What's the difference? Our God and their God. He is the same God. He is the same powerful God. You know why you're losing that? We are so lazy to pray. Preacher, what you're talking about? You're preaching to us again a very personal way. By the way, you chapter 13, verse 2, when they were fasting and praying, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them. In prayer. In prayer. In prayer. Listen, my friend. God will show up if you just fast and pray. They prayed hard all night. As they prayed hard all night, every member of the church has a part unto their part. And the church became, my friend, a serving church. Verse 3 and 4. You have no time. 3 and 4. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. And they laid their hands on them and sent them away. It was a sending church. Spiritual church, serving church, now ascending church. Church, remain as church that God wants you to be. What is that spiritual? Everybody serve. Keep on sending the gospel.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Yes, when they lay their hands on them and send them away, during that time, my friend, you cannot send their missionary and said, hey, God bless you, praying for you. When the Bible says, send, lay their hands on them and send them away, it was the tradition of those people during the time that when the visitor would stop by overnight in your house, you cannot just send them away. It's their practice and their custom that you'll be responsible of their next day journey. So send them with their substance. Not just send them with your prayers, with their substance. That's your part. Preacher, we're talking about here. When you listen to the Holy Ghost, that's the kind of church you will be. Can you imagine? They have no idea during the time. God is at work and God is working His plan in their lives. They have no idea because they obey the Holy Ghost. Now listen to me. Listen to me very, very closely here. The gospel went to the Gentile world. And the gospel went to Europe, right. America.
Right. Yeah.
We got in the Philippines. From Philippines, we send the gospel to Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Brunei,
Preacher, this is impossible. God's plan is not impossible when you obey the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Praise God for the church. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Church, what should be your response today? I'm giving you the whole picture of the church that God can use you. Church, I mean, I'm talking about church, you as individual member. What should be your personal responsibility to God? Walk in the Spirit of God. Be a spiritual believer. Number two, be a servant. Number three, be sensitive about sending out the gospel. Be a sending believer. By your prayers, by your financial, whatever God is leading you, submit to God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to share the word. I know you work and speak to many hearts. Above all, O Lord, I pray if there is anybody in this room or somebody that never been experienced the spiritual birth, God, the Holy Ghost, I just trust you. Please convict her or him to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Pray, God, for our members of this church. Now you speak to them through the word. Help them, oh God, right now to come to you and submit to you as a kind of Christian you want them to be. Father, please give us humble hearts today, willing to come to the throne of grace and to the altar and just submit to you and to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we are nothing without you. Please continue to work and manifest yourself and fulfill your plans in our lives. Because above all, this is what Christianity is all about. Lord, this is my prayer.